It's Tuesday night. It means it's basketball on the TVL. Troy taking on Onega live from Onega. Jared Sluppy with you. And we got one between the 1-3 and 2-5 Troy Trojans and the 0-3 and 4-3 Onega Buffaloes. Troy has lost back-to-back games against Valley Heights and Clifton Clyde. And as for the Buffaloes, they snapped a three-game losing skid on Tuesday versus Flint Hills Christian. Troy, as of right now, is averaging 44 points on the season while giving up 47. And as for Onega, they're averaging 42.2 points per game while giving up 34.7 as well. Player to watch out for tonight for Troy is Peyton Ingeman. Second-team All-TVL last year returns after a 10.4 rebound per game season a year ago, and this year is averaging 11 points per game with 3.4 rebounds, 23% from beyond the arc, 36% from the floor, and shooting 69% from the free throw line. Oh, and by the way, she's going to be playing softball for the University of Central Arkansas. She'll be a Bear starting next spring. Also, Harper Weckstein, another fantastic player who is the leading scorer for Troy, 16.1 points per game, 5.9 boards, 46% from beyond the arc on the season for Weckstein, and 41% from the floor altogether. As the team as a whole is not shooting great, but those two are really standouts as a team that shoots 32% from beyond the arc, which is pretty solid, but it's only 35% from the floor and 56% from the free throw line. And the first quarter has been a bit of a bugaboo for the Trojans. They've been outscored 85-59 in the opening frame. So for Onega, it'll be big for them to come out strong in this first quarter. Player to watch out, they got multiple players, but the first player, their leading scorer, Maria Crone, averaging 10.1 a game and 5.3 boards, shooting 42.7% from the floor, but only 43.8% from the free throw line. Bridget Campbell, she's averaging 9 a game, 4.4 rebounds per game. Eva Crone is averaging 8 a game and almost 5 boards a game, and the team as a whole is shooting better than Troy, but by a smidge, 37% as a whole, but only 44.1% from the free throw line, and they do make a lot of mistakes. They turn the ball over 17.4 times per game. In Onega, they got 4 wins in non-league play, started off with 3 wins in a row in a tournament. On the first, they won against Wetmore. On the third, they won against Blue Valley. And on the sixth, they won against Oskaloosa. Then lost 3 in a row at Centralia versus Hanover and at Axtell. That Axtell game, that one getting away from them. One of those games where it's just, you're right out of the break, a little sloppy to start things off, kind of how things went down for Coach Boswell's squad, Coach Boswell's squad. And they were able to bounce back with a 39-35 win against Flint Hills Christian. They're hoping to carry that momentum from that game and move forward. As for Troy, started out a bit sluggish, losing to what are two very good teams, though, against Riverside, who are undefeated and ranked, and Hiawatha, who was a Class 3A team. And then after that, they won 2 of the next 3 at Blue Valley. They lost against a very good Donovan West team and then defeated JCN on the road, 54-52, a pretty impressive win over a 2A squad. And then they lost by 1 to a ranked Clifton Clyde team and by 10 to a very good Valley Heights team that has very good athletes as well. So this has been a very difficult schedule for Troy so far. So for them, they're hoping this is a game where they can kind of just settle in and use this to springboard them into the Twin Valley League Tournament, which is starting this Saturday. And Onega actually has a game in between them. They take on Washington County with the tournament in Washington County, but that game will be right back here in Onega. Other games going on tonight to watch out for include Jefferson County North at ACCHS. We also have Centralia at Donovan West. Riverside is at Nemaha Central. That's going to be a really good girls game there. 2 undefeated teams, 2 ranked teams as well. Also have Jackson Heights at Oskaloosa. Holton at Perry LeCompton. Valley Heights is at Minneapolis in an all league game for the Mustangs. Pleasant Ridge, after winning yesterday, they are on the road again tonight to take on Valley Falls. Actually, they were at home yesterday against Tonganoxie. They got the win. Frankfort and Wetmore. That one from Wetmore. Also have Hanover at Axtell. Also, Clifton Clyde against Washington County, and Lynn hosting St. Xavier in another non-league game. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds, and we'll come back with your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, and you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Got poor timing on my part. We've got the national anthem coming up as we start our game here with Troy and Onega. Step aside here on KMZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Oakley Place Adult Care Facility in Seneca is a different type of adult care home, designed to be an alternative to the large institution-type facilities, providing a home-like, less confusing living environment. A high staff-to-resident ratio ensures residents receive the attention they require and deserve. Take a tour of Oakley Place in Seneca, a family-oriented, state-licensed adult care facility for all levels of care. Call Oakley Place for a tour at 785-748-1822.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room, too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their display of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Troy and Onega getting underway here on 92.1 KMZA. Your game of the week brought to you by Peru State College. Take a look at your starting lineups. First for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Troy Trojans. Leading off is number one, a freshman, Harper Wettstein. And next up is number 10, a senior, Timothy Jasper. Number 13, a sophomore, Allie Franken. Number 22, a senior, Kaylee Grable. And number 30, a senior, Kate Ingeman. And for the home team, the Onega Buffaloes, leading things off is number 3, a senior, Eva Crome. Number 10, a junior, Brianna Bates. Number 12, a junior, Maria Crone. Number 23, a sophomore, Bridget Campbell. And number 45, a sophomore, Selena Figge. Troy is head coached by Derek Jasper, and Onega is coached by Craig Boswell. Once again, for Troy, it's Wettstein, Jasper, Franken, Rabel, and Ingeman. And for Onega, it's Crone, Bates, Crone, Campbell, and Figge. Troy, as of right now, is ninth in the TVL, 1-3 in league play, 2-5 in the regular season. As for Onega, they're tied for 11th at 0-3, but they are 4-3 on the regular season. Everyone right now chasing Hanover, the number one team in Class 1A D2. Clifton Clyde is a half game back at 4-0. A full game back in the solo third is Donovan West at 4-1. A half game back is them. Tied for fourth is Frankfurt, Centralia, and Lynn at 3-1. Delhi Heights is solo seventh at 2-2. Axtell, a half game back of them, is solo eighth at 2-3. In between Troy and Onega is Blue Valley in 10th at 1-5. And tied with Onega is Washington County at 0-3. Wetmore by themselves for solo last. They are in 13th at 0-5. All right, let's do it. Troy and Onega. Onega going right to left. Troy going left to right, and we're underway as the Buffaloes win the tip. With it a point is Bridget Campbell, the sophomore. She'll give it up to the far side now. A high post catch by Figgy. Past the low post is out of bounds. It was deflected by Chrome, then deflected by a Trojan. We'll stay with Onega. Slapping the ball back underway. Nice pass inside is fouled, and going to the free throw line is Maria Crone, the leading scorer for the Buffaloes. Again, averaging 10.1 points per game, shooting 42.7% from the floor, but only 43.8% from the free throw line. She'll try to buck that trend right here, right out of the gate. That foul goes against Keely Jasper, her first. First free throw is good. Second one is good as well. This place can get loud, but also you can get as silent as a library in here. So 2-0 early lead for Onega. Troy with their first touch of the day. Jasper, near side wing catch, coming across the screen, catching it straight away is Allie Franken. She'll bounce pass it backwards to Engelman. The score for the Trojans calls out the play, gives it the far side to Jasper. Senior, cross-court pass, deflected. Nice hustle play, goes out of bounds right at half court. That was Campbell who made the deflection. It'll stay Troy basketball. 37 seconds into this one. Zengerman gets it back. Senior goes to a right with it. Passes to Wettstein. He's just a freshman, but so good at leading scorers. That one is no good on the three ball. But an offensive rebound. That was off the Engelman miss. While batted in the air on the pass, it's stolen away. Turnover committed by Kaylee Grable. One of four Grables on this Troy squad. Oldest Grable, being a senior, they have one in every single class. And now just look down, and Campbell lost the ball. She dribbled it, and the dribble didn't come back to her hand and squirted out. It's turned over to Troy. Now a foul committed by the Buffaloes. A foul committed by Campbell. Inbound to Wettstein. So just like Owen Beaters last year, a freshman, one of the best scorers in the league. Wettstein doing that right now, again, averaging 16.1 a game. She catches it near side corner, three on the way. That one's no good, a rare miss for her, shooting better than 42% from beyond the arc. Here's an outlet pass all the way up ahead, deflected and out of bounds. It'll stay with Onega. So off to the fast break, unable to convert on a basket, but it goes out of bounds, staying with the Buffaloes. Brianna Bates, the inbounder, gives it to the near side wing to Crone. The senior drives, and she traveled. Wade was going forward. She couldn't stop herself. Could keep her pivot foot. 6:32 left to go. First quarter, 2-0. Favor of the home team. Visiting team. Got the blue on blues. Looking like Troy. It's the first thing I saw and saw the uniforms. I was watching Duke play. Meanwhile, Onega with the big orange O at center court. Looks like it's Oklahoma State. Here's fast inside. Deflected out of bounds. Good job by Campbell to poke that one free. And the O is the exact same one that Oklahoma State has. They don't really use that too much anymore, though. Inbound, down low to Engelman, and she's fouled going up as Figgy commits the personal. Being foul number two, first personal. Engelman averaging 69% from the free throw line. Try to get Troy on the board, and she does. Second one on the way is good. 2-2, a pair of free throws, looking for our first field goal. As Troy brings on the press, it leaves wide open down the court. Brianna Bates can't get the shot off the glass. Put back is good. brings the phone here, and she lays it in.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports. So it's now 4-2 Onega.
More flexibility in how...
High post catch, drive and kick, near side short corner. Keely Jasper past the far side, gets deflected, but finds the target. West side, top of the key, past the high post. Kick near side, three ball on the way, that one's no good, left short. From Jasper, rebound Onega. Coming across, catching it, and actually dropping, it goes through the hands of Crone. Turnover, 3-on-2. Going the other way, layup good on the fast break. And that's Allie Franken. We have our first field goal of the game. And it's the sophomore for Troy. Another press by Troy. Didn't work the last time. And Barton is the first of the game for Troy. Coming the other way. Once again, breaking the press and laying it in. This time it's Maria Crone. She's got 4 already. And it's 6-4 in favor of the Buffaloes. Got some scoring, 3 minutes into this first quarter. High post catch, break and turn, one dribble, kick, near side, corner three on the way by Ingemans, no good. Offensive rebound, though, Whitstein underneath the basket, can't get the shot to go. Rebound to Figgy, full court pass up ahead. Refining Bates, nice pass, give it up to Crow, and she lays it in again. It's now 8-4. West Stein brings it up, across half the court. Far side wing pass to Keely Jasper. One dribble. Give this to Franken in the corner. High post catch. Turning to the basket is Keely Grable. Giving it to streaking Engeman. Shot is no good. Put back on its way. And no good from Jasper, but she's fouled and she'll get 2 free throws. Crone committing the personal. Already 3 team fouls for the Buffaloes. Couple free throws on the way for Jasper. First one up and good. Mentioned that Troy as a team, 56% from the free throw line this year. Second one on the way, off the back iron, rolling around and dropping. Off the right side of the rim, I should clarify, not in. Full court pass up ahead to Bates. They just love really pushing the rock. Here's the 3-ball straight away. That one's going to get off the left side this time from Bridget Campbell. Long rebound for Engeman. Get up the right side. All the way. She's stripped by Campbell. Can't save it. His hands by the sophomore. He'll stay with the Trojans. Troy looking for some offense in the half court. Meanwhile, Onega is really pushing the tempo here. Off a screen. Engeman left alone for the three. That one no good. Offensive rebound, though, wide open. Shot is good. Far side block by Allie Franken. And she's got 4. She's got the only 2 field goal makes so far, but it's 8-7. Throw it back within 1. Catch at half court. Pass up ahead to Bates. Far side wing. She'll dump it back to Campbell. She'll start the play. From the Onega O at midcourt. Get up to Crone. High post catch for Maria Crone. She'll dish it back to Eva. And a pass to the far side wing and out of bounds. Turnover. Campbell couldn't handle the pass. It's outside of reach. Mentioned that Troy struggles in the first quarter. 85-59 have been outscored so far this season in the opening frame, being outscored here 8-7, 3:14 to go in this quarter. One dribble, Ingemann gives it to Whitstein. 3-ball on the way. That one's no good. They've gone cold from 3. This is no good on the putback as well. From Keely Jasper, rebound Onega. Bringing up the far side slowly is Eva Crone. Gives it up to Bridget Campbell from the top of the key. And they'll once again try to set the play. Nice backdoor cut from Eva Crone, the senior. Bring towards the paint. Shot no good from the short corner from 12 feet out. Rebound for Troy. Both teams have kind of gone cold here so far. This back half of this first quarter. Whitstein pulls up. Long 2 off the dribble. No good. Rebound for Maria Crone, the junior. Pass up ahead to Bates. Again, looking to push the transition, and she loses the ball, and she bulldozed her defender over, but nothing was called. And the call is, I believe it was out of bounds. He'll stay, no, go to Troy. That looked like it should have been, it was a pretty blatant offensive foul that they missed. Bates just ran over her defender. That was Keely Jasper that she trucked. But Troy gets the ball either way. Engelman from the top of the key. Pass to Weststein. A freshman gives it up near side corner. Now back to Weststein. Left-hand dribble. Now back to Engelman. Far side wing. Cross-court pass near side. This is Anna Fleek in the game for the first time. A senior off the bench. High post catch. Turning and squaring is J.F. Pierce. Also in the game for the first time. Baseline drive. Kick. And backing down her defender was Fleek. Almost lost the handle, but she picked it back up. Long two on the way. No good for J.F. Pierce. Rebound for Onega. Pass up ahead to Bates. And Bates dumps it back to Campbell. And they'll reset. Coach Boswell loving to push the tempo. Bates, as soon as the ball goes up, she streaks down the middle of the floor. Here's a shot by Delaney Figge, and she lays it in and one. Sophomore forward for the Buffaloes. Puts it in, and she'll have a chance to get the and one here. Pierce committing the personal. This will be her first team foul number two. Emerson Fordham also in the game for the Buffaloes. Free throw on its way, and that one missed everything. So Troy will get the ball off of the miss. Down by three, chance to possibly tie if they can get one of their three balls to go. Engelman and Weststein have had some good looks from beyond the arc, but haven't gotten them to drop so far. Team shooting 32% from beyond the arc. Here's a pass to Weststein that's deflected, and Engelman comes in nonchalantly, picks it up in the backcourt, despite Jaden Haskin, a freshman, right on her back. Engelman picks it up, lost her dribble, now give it up. Weststein, nice lob down low, shut up, and good off the glass for Allie Franken. She's got six, and it's 10-9. And now a steal. Oh, no, not a steal. They're going to say that it goes out of bounds off of, I believe, off of Troy. Looked to me like it should have been a foul called against Onega, but nothing was called. Once again, kind of let him play here so far. Inbound, far side corner. Catch and three ball on the way. That one a little too strong. And there, to pick it up, is Fordham. She'll kick it out. Another chance, possibly, but instead, Crone decides to pull it down. Here's a three near side corner for Campbell. That one's no good off the heel. But a good job taking the ball from Figge, or rather by Figge. And she rips it away from a Trojan and lays it in. 40 seconds left. First quarter, 12-9. Onega leading Troy at home. Here is Fleek past the high post. It's deflected, and the freshman's able to poke a free and get the steal. It's Jaden Haskin, and she's pushed. It's going to be a foul against the Trojans. It's going to be against Leek. It's her first. Both teams with three team fouls apiece, 29 seconds left, and Onega a chance to expand their lead before the end of the first quarter. Campbell gets the inbound. Cross half court. Boswell, the head coach, signaling the play call here. Nice drive from Haskin. Pull up jumper is good. Her defender backed off. Took advantage. And she made the shot from about 10 feet out. Her first basket of the game is 14-9. Engelman trying to answer with 10 seconds left. Dribbling to the baseline. And gives up top of the key for Weststein. 6 seconds. Pass far side corner for Fleek. 3 seconds. Gives it up. Drive. Shut up by Franken. No good. Rebound Onega. And that is how the first quarter comes to a close. Coach Boswell very pleased with his team, as he should be. They lead 14-9 after 8 minutes of play. We'll step aside for a minute. You're listening to our Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
KMZA.
14-9 after the first quarter, Onega leading Troy. Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College. Buffaloes get the ball out of the break, and Onega, it's all about running down the court and getting lay-ins. As for the Trojans, they've been trying to settle into their half-court offense. Hasn't been working so well for this Trojans team. See if they can change that right here, but not right here because it's Onega with the shot first, and it's Emerson Fordham knocking out a mid-range jumper. And it's Onega going into the half-court offense to get a basket to start things out. It's now 16-9. Zangeman gives it in the corner for Ellie Franken, who leads the team in scoring for Troy with 6 points. He'll give it up to Wettstein, and now an offensive foul is going to be called against Franken on an illegal screen. That's going to be your first personal team foul, number four. Now Troy will try to set up into this press that has not worked yet today. Almost had a steal, but then the ball squirted out of bounds. Dribbling all the way up the near sideline and getting across that court is Eva Crone and losing it out of bounds, so the press does work this time. Applying the pressure was Keely Jasper. So Wettstein brings this up. Lot pass, high post. Landed off to Wettstein, cuts to the near side corner, and gives it a dribble. Pass is deflected, thrown away by Fordham, up ahead to base, streaking. Shot up, no good off the glass from the left side. Tried to shoot it with the right hand and missed it. Rebound for Troy. Now they're trying to push. Going the other way is Jasper. It's going to be an offensive foul against Troy. Jasper went straight into Campbell, and she took it straight on and got the call. That is going to be Jasper's second and team foul number five. Looks like she's staying in for now. Once again, a press from Troy. Pass to midcourt, going down the sideline is Bates. 2-1, pass break on the transition, and she lays it in, and Bates making up for a miss last time, her first basket of the game. And Brianna Bates makes it 18-9. Pitching in the short corner, far side, and holding the ball overhead is Kaylee Grable, and she's fouled by a double team. It was Crone and Crone. It's going to be Maria Crone who picks up the personal. Eva, the senior, Maria, the junior. That's her first personal team foul, number four. A couple substitutions for the Trojans. Wettstein will give it to Engelman, and she has it poked free. Good hands by Maria Crone, and a jump ball. Possession arrow stays with Troy. 6:43 to go, second quarter. Onega doubling up Troy. They're in the girls' game. Kicking to the corner, off the inbound, three ball left, it's short. On the miss was Gracie Grable, the sophomore, rebound to Onega. Up ahead, here is Bates. She foul going up, Eva Crone on the far side with a nice pass to the junior. And Bates will get some free throws here. Bates says, if you've been listening the whole game, you can tell she's really just getting the ball off the court. Being the charge, here's the first free throw on the way, and that one off the back iron, no good. I'm telling you, as soon as that ball goes up, there she goes down the court. That allows Onega to get some transition baskets. Second free throw up, that one's no good as well. So 0 for 2 at the line for Bates, rebound for Troy. Wettstein brings it up along the near side. Cross-court pass to the far for Gracie Grable. Sophomore surveys, dribbles, retreating back to the half-court O. Engelman all the way to the far side corner to Carly Grable, beg your pardon, the junior. Wettstein, now Grable with it again. Cross-court pass to Engelman, near side wing. Top of the key, Wettstein straight away. That one off the back iron hits the extension of the rim that goes to the ceiling, and it's out of play, so out of bounds, it'll go to the Buffaloes. Jaden Haskin, the freshman, checking back in. She got a steal and a basket in the first quarter. Here's the inbound as Campbell gets it up ahead to Crone, and effortlessly getting up court, and Haskin is fouled. She will not be fouled on the shot. It'll be on the floor, according to the official. And that is foul number seven. And that's against Carly Grable. Oh, now they are going to say it's free throws for Haskin. First one on the way. That one is no good. So it was 1-1. And she gets her own miss. Comes all the way out from beyond the perimeter, and a lob pass turned over. Eva Krohn threw it away, and Engelman on transition had it poked free by Campbell out of bounds. It'll stay with Troy. So my apologies there. It was a 1-1. It was on the floor. She did shoot free throws, but it was just 1-1. So back underway with 3:50 left to go. Second quarter, 18-9. Onega leading Troy. Brett Stein, past the high post, kick to the far side corner for Kaylee Grable. And she'll give it up, and getting fouled is Jaya Pierce. That will go against Delaney Figge of Onega. That is going to be her second. So she'll come to the bench, and Emerson Fordham will come back into the game. Inbound for Troy underneath the basket. Lob is up high. It's touched into the backcourt, trying to save it, and she does, but it's turned over. Campbell, 2-on-1, going the other way. And Haskin will lay it in. Haskin, no has. Oh, I bet she had one earlier, but that was her first basket of the game. And it's 20-9. How about a 6-0 run to start this quarter? We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Onega leading Troy here in our game of the week, 92.1 KMZA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon. 92.1 FM KMZA.
Troy is scoreless here in the second quarter. They trailed 20-9 on the road against Onega. Back here in our game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College. 6 points for Allie Franken, leading the way for the Trojans, as for Onega. 6 points for Maria Krohn. Got all those in the first quarter. 4 points for Delaney Figge, but she's on the bench with two fouls. There's 5:30 left to go. Kind of difficult. Both of the scoreboards are blocked from my view, so I'm trying my best to see the clock. A little bit of a challenge. Here's a catch. High post, kick out, far side corner for Kaylee Grable as the Trojans have the ball on the break, but it's stolen away by Maria Krohn. And the junior gets it to Campbell, and the sophomore point guard will bring it up. From the top of the key, the freshman, Jade Haskin, having a very good game so far, gives it to Campbell, dribbles all the way to the corner, back to Haskin, top of the key. Pass fake near side, gives it back to Campbell, drives baseline, little runner, no good from 7 feet. And ball tipped up, rebound by Fordham, and she banks it home, off the glass. Emerson Fordham, the freshman, in. She has 4 points in this quarter, and in the game, it's 22-9 now. Trojans still looking for their first basket in this quarter. Pass partially deflected. Wettstein, high post, lob to the low post. Nice save by Ingeman. Gets to Wettstein, and she puts it home from 11 feet away. So the superstar freshman finally gets her first basket of the game, and now Troy going into the press, trying to head on another. Fordham gets it up ahead to Haskin, dribbles to the corner. And back towards the middle, gives it to Campbell. The sophomore sets up the play. Eva Krohn. That's the near side corner. Campbell thought about the three. Instead gives it to a cutter. Shot up no good. Off the miss. That was Maria Krohn. And a putback no good by Fordham. Rebound for the Trojans. Pass to the near side block. And a foul called as Engelman got pushed. That's going to go against Eva Krohn. That is going to be her second. Team foul number six. So both teams now need a single bonus here. Brenton, 3:53 left to go. Quarter number two, 22-11. Inbound, an open look, wide open, but not going to take it. Was Allie Franken. She'll give it up to Engelman. She'll fire the three from the near side corner. That one's no good off the left side. Offensive rebound, Franken. Can't get the putback to go. And Fordham can't grab it, and it's saved, but to Troy. Now Troy just throws it, and it goes into the backcourt, but it wasn't called. Throws it, and it's turned over to Onega. So the sloppiness from both teams here. Space underneath the basket falls over, throws it, and out of bounds. Both teams kind of just going back and forth with it. And now with stoppage of play, we'll have both teams kind of reset here. So Frank and the freshman to inbound for Onega. Gives it to Campbell. And now we'll call out the play from the Onega O at midcourt. Dribbles to her left. Stops and gives it back to Fordham. Far side, Haskin. Drives, kicks, base, far side corner. Now top of the key for Fordham. Fordham gives it to Haskin. Cross-court pass near side to Campbell. Looking inside, can't find anything. Good defense on the interior by the Trojans. They go to the 2-3 zone. Haskin drives right side, lost off her foot. Picked up by Bates, kicked it out, and Crone is able to give it up to Campbell. Back to Haskin. Good defense from the Trojans. Pass now inside to Fordham. Far side block, stuffs it against the far side backboard, off the side of the backboard. Now Troy in transition, up the right side, and can't do it herself as Wettstein. This is the layup. It was a tough shot, it was heavily contested. And back come the Buffaloes. Nice pass inside to Maria Crone. She's hit in the face, and she'll get two free throws off the miss, just high off the glass. Nice pass from Bates from the far side wing. The two free throws coming from Maria Crone, the junior. The Engelman gets the personal. He found number 8. And that is the first on the senior. First free throw up for the left-hander is no good. Crone had 6 points in the first quarter. She's the team's leading scorer, averaging 10.1 a game. Having a nice night so far. Second one on the way. That one's left short. No good. Rebound Engelman. Keep it herself. Bring it all the way up along the near side. She'll give it up to Wettstein. Now gets it back to Engelman. Just to her left. Kicks it. Three ball on the way for Jasper. That one left short. Rebound by Fordham. Held it pass over the head of her intended target, but Campbell's able to track it down at half court. Gets it to the far side to Haskin from the wing. Into the corner. Campbell head fake. Gives it back to Haskin. Now going to the top of the key. And she traveled off the pass fake. She took 2 steps on that pass fake. And it'll be a turnover to the Trojans. Coach Boswell giving her an explanation as to why that was a travel. Far side wing catch. Cross court. Engelman gives it up to Jasper. High post now to J.F. Pierce. Far side Engelman drives middle. Splits a double team. Shot too strong off the backboard. No good. Baseball pass. A Campbell all the way up ahead to Bates. She gathers it, throws it high off the glass, and it's fantastic play. Bridget Campbell with the baseball pass up to Bates. And the junior lays it in. She's got 4 now, and it's 24-11. It outscored the Trojans 10-2 in this quarter. Post catch, shot up, no good from Gia Pierce. They've had some looks, and now a pass all the way up ahead to Bates. This time deflected out of bounds by Engelman, and it'll stay with the Buffaloes. Inbound is to Haskin, gets a screen, it goes to her right, retreating back to the O, midcourt. Pass deflected, stolen away, Wettstein got her hand in, on the deflection, Engelman with the steal, 2-on-1, gets to Wettstein, and she can't lay it in, and a rebound, all down by Maria Crone, outlet far side to Campbell, playing a fastball now, both teams go back and forth in transition, and now Campbell with a audible ow, and she gets smacked upside the face, and a foul will be called against the Trojans, that is team foul number 9. That one will go against Wettstein. That is her first. And she will shoot the 1-1. Front end on its way and good. So now in the double bonus. After this one, of course. Second one on the way for the sophomore point guard is good. Her first points of the evening is 26-11 with 1:05 left to go in the second quarter. Far side wing for Jasper. Dribbles it. Off 2 dribbles. Fires a 3. No good from the far side wing. And they have not made a 3-pointer yet today. They haven't had a single 3-pointer made all night long. Although Onega hasn't attempted very many, if at all. They've attempted a few, but not any more than 3. 40 seconds left, now a high pass, out of bounds. Bates saw something, but it didn't execute the pass how she wanted it. It was out of bounds, and it'll go to Troy with 37.9 seconds left. I think so. Again, it's really hard to see the scoreboards. Both of them are kind of blocked. There's a pass, far side block, top of the key, driving left is Weststein. Can't get out there, ball on the way. That one's good. And Jay appears. Their first three basket of the night. And it's 26-14. 17 seconds left for the Buffaloes. See if they hold for the final shot. Haskins gives it up. Top of the key. Near side wing catch for Bates. Cross-court pass for about 5 seconds. Three ball on the way. Down way off the mark by Campbell. And a rebound. And that is the end of the first half. 26-14, a pretty solid first half for the Buffaloes as they hold Troy to just 5 points in the second quarter. And we'll have our first half totals coming up and our halftime reports here on 92.1 KMZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. They're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime here in Onega as the Buffaloes lead Troy 26-14 here in the girls' game. Now let's take a look at your first half individual scoring stats. Let's start off with Troy, 2 points for Harper Weststein. That's it for the leading scorer, averaging 16.1 on the season, but only 2 tonight so far. 1 free throw for Keely Jasper, 6 points for Allie Franken, 2 points for Mackenzie Christensen, also 3 points for Jaya Pierce, and 2 for Peyton Engeman. Also for the Buffaloes, 2 points for Eva Crone, 4 points for Brianna Bates, 6 for Maria Crone, 2 for Jaden Haskin, 2 points for Bridget Campbell, 4 for Emerson Fordham, and 4 for Delaney Figge. Taking a look at the standings in the Twin Valley League. These two teams kind of in the middle bottom portion of the standings start at the top. Hanover is 5-0 and Lee plays 7-0 on the regular season. Clifton Clyde also unbeaten in both as they are 4-0 in Lee play, a half game back of the Wildcats, and 8-0 on the regular season. Dunafin West in solo third. They are a full game back of Hanover at 4-1, 5-2 on the regular season. Tied for fourth in the league is Frankfurt, Centralia, and Lynn. They are all 3-1, a game and a half back. Frankfurt is 7-1. Centralia and Lynn are both 5-2. Valley Heights is in solo seventh at 2-2, as they are two and a half back of first place, 4-3 on the regular season. Axtell is a full 3 games back of first place at 2-3, 5-3. On the regular season, with Troy in a solo ninth at 1-3, so they are 3.5 games back of the Hanover Wildcats and 2-5 on the regular season as well. Blue Valley, Randolph, the Rams, they are in solo 10th at 1-5, 4.5 games back of first place, 2-6 on the regular season. And as for Onega, they are 4 games back as, I think that those actually, they're flopped, I believe. I believe that, technically Onega and Washington County are actually, I think they would be ahead of Blue Valley since they've just played so many more, since Blue Valley has played so many more games. So Onega and Washington County are actually tied for 10th with, Blue Valley in 12th. So let's try that again. So, 9th is Troy. Tied for 10th is Onega in Washington County at 0-3. And so 12th is Blue Valley at 1-5. And Wetmore, they are 5 games back at 0-5, 0-7 on the regular season. So a little confusing there since Blue Valley has played 6 games. Onega and Washington County have only played 3. As for the Onega substate standings, Burlingame is 6-2 on the regular season. These matter, of course, for substate seeding. Centralia and Donovan West are 5-2, tied for 2nd. Onega is in 4th at 4-3, and Murray, Destine Valley, they are in 5th at 4-4, and Troy is in 6th at 2-5, with Bishop Seabury, well, they didn't play, they didn't play a single game in December, so they are just 0-1, as they lost their first game last Tuesday, they're 0-1, so let's look at your sub-state standings as well. Looking at some of the other games going on around the TVL, we have Centralia at Donovan West. Also, Valley Heights, they have an on-league game against Minneapolis on the road. Also, Frankfurt is at Wetmore, Hanover at Axtell, Clifton Clyde at Washington County, and an on-league game between Lynn as they host St. Xavier. Let's step aside for a couple minutes. We'll come back with your second half action since we have your halftime report. Once again, your score, Onega leading over Troy 26-14 here on our Game of the Week. Brought to you by Bruce State College on 92.1 KMZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have 3 styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
January is National Blood Donor Month to encourage donors to give blood. Blood is traditionally in short supply during the winter months due to holiday, travel schedule, inclement weather, and illness. A reduction in turnout can put our nation's blood inventory at a critical low. Every day in our country, approximately 39,000 units of blood are required in hospitals and emergency treatment facilities. The components of one pint of blood can help the lives of 3 people. Please consider donating blood this time of year. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
FM, KMZA.
26-14, Onega leading Troy. After the first half, Jarrett, I'll be back with you. Game of the Week brought to you by Peru State College. Onega has really controlled the pace of this game, really speeding up the Trojans, having to hustle to get back down court. That's mainly because of Brianna Bates. She, as soon as that ball's going up, she's heading down the other way and doing a fantastic job Onega, they are doing a great job rebounding as they snag the rebound and they outlet it. And then another pass all the way up ahead to Bates, and now it's transition time for the Buffaloes. And they've been able to finish at the rim for the most part. And as a result, they lead this one by double digits. About 30 seconds away from this half, getting back underway and talking about how Onega has the Oklahoma State O at the middle of the court. K-State, Oklahoma State playing right now. Big game for both teams. Oklahoma State trying to stay on the bubble. And K-State, of course, trying to stay perfect in Big 12 play. Game tipping off at the beginning of the 6 o'clock hour. All right, so the Trojans back out on the court. A few last words for Coach Boswell of Onega. It looks like we're ready to go. Like it's Engeman, Wettstein in for the Trojans, as well as Haley Brable. Also in is Allie Franken. And Keely Jasper. And for Onega, Brianna Bates gives it up to Campbell in the corner. Pass near side, rather far side block shot, no good by Crone. Another pass, and now Engeman cutting down the court, going the other way, and kind of taking a playbook out of Onega's playbook, and Engeman scores on the fast break. Quick basket for the Trojans. That is her first field goal of the game. So Campbell, far side wing with it. Catch by the top of the key by Eva Crone. High post catch for Figgy. Kick it out, three ball in the way. No good by Campbell. Long rebound is hauled in by Keely Jasper, the senior guard for Troy. Wettstein pushes it up. The freshman dumps it back and gives it back to Wettstein. The Engeman. High post catch. Looking on is Kaylee Grable, and she lost it. It's turned over. Steal for the Buffaloes as Campbell once again brings it up. And at half court, pass high post. And Maria Crone passed too high for the leaping Delaney Figgy. Sophomore forward can't handle it. She has two personal fouls, so we'll keep an eye on her. And on the other side, Kaylee Jasper of Troy has two personal fouls. Only two players with two personals. Engeman gives up her dribble, gives up far side corner for Franken. At 6 points in that first quarter, hasn't scored since then. Engeman, far side wing, now top of the key for Wettstein. 2-3 zone for the Buffaloes, trying to get the steal of Campbell. She falls down 5-on-4, and now a blocking foul is called against the Buffaloes as Engeman gets tripped up. That's going to go against Figgy, so that's her third. And first foul of this half. So Emerson Fordham checks in. Fordham had a pretty nice first half. She came in, has a pair of field goals, 4 points for her. High post catch for Wettstein. She'll kick it out of there. Three ball on the way for Jasper. That one off the left side of the rim. Rebound for Fordham. Outlet pass to Campbell. Onega not in a rush to push this as Troy gets back in a hurry. Getting up her dribble at half court. Gives it to Maria Crone. Lob down low. Actually, kick it out, excuse me. Driving baseline. Pull the jumper. Blocked off the behind portion of the backboard. That should have been out of bounds, but either way, we play on. Troy brings it up, high post. With it now is Kelly Grable. Kick it out, three ball on the way for Engeman. No good, short. And a rebound by Maria Crone. Outlet to Fordham. Her outlet was stolen away by Wettstein. Pull up 13-footer off the backboard, rolling in. And good. And Harper Wettstein with her second basket of the game. She has four. Now Troy in the press. Eva Crone in trouble. Her pass is caught by Campbell all the way up ahead to Maria Crone. A spin move to the inside. Shot up too strong, though. Offensive rebound and Fordham fouled and one. Buffalo's dominating the glass all game long. She has six. That foul goes against Wettstein. That is her second. Fordham now with six. It's going dead quiet as that free throw is good. It's the sound not really bouncing off the walls. It gets loud in here, but sound doesn't really bounce off the wall. It doesn't sum gents. 29-16 now our score. 5:20 left to go, third quarter. Pass the far side wing to Wettstein, put it on the deck. Lost it. Now a pass is too high to Jasper, trying to go to the near side short corner. And it'll go to the Buffaloes. Full court press once again for the Trojans. Campbell can't find an opening, so giving it into Bates. Bates up ahead to Fordham, and she'll give it up to Eva Crone. Up top of the key for Bates. She drives, pulls up, 17-footer, no good, off the dribble. Having a hurry. It's out of bounds. Coach Boswell saying to calm down a bit. I got in a hurry, as mentioned on that last shot from Brianna Bates. Westside, the freshman, brings it up. Gives it to Engelman. Down to the far side corner. Lobbing into Engelman, who cuts. Inner pass, trying to get it outside to Jasper. It's stolen away. And Fordham lobs up ahead to Bates, cutting, and she's fouled going up. Westside commits her third personal foul. And free throws coming for Bates. Yeah, score on the game. First free throw was good. Hit the front part of the rim and rolled in. She has five now. Second free throw on the way. That one left short. Rebound Troy. Wettstein staying in the game despite picking up her third personal foul. Back to the far side and short corner for Jaya Pierce. And a pass to Jasper. Deflected out of bounds. Good job by Maria Crone deflecting that one free. Askin checking in for the first time this third quarter. What a first half she had. Against some great defensive plays. Also hit a shot as well. Here's the inbound into the near side corner for Pierce. Now to Jasper. Giving it to Wettstein. Near side corner. Dribbles to the top of the key. Gives it up now to Jasper. Fires away a three off the dribble. That one's good from straight away. Ethan Jasper knocks down their second three of the game. A much needed one. And it's now 30-21. So Trojans trying to make a little run here with 4:05 left to go in the third quarter. Far side corner, Campbell gets it inside to Fordham, and she misses the layup. Rebound for Troy. It was Pierce that came down with it. Wettstein trying to make something happen. Dribbling it far side, or excuse me, from the sideline, excuse me, and she's bumped. Foul called. That one goes to Jaden Haskin, her first. She's foul number two. Three possession game for the Trojans. They're in striking distance. There's the inbound in the hands of Kaylee Grable. The senior pass is almost stolen away, but finds the hands of Engelman. The lob pass down low is too high, as Troy's passes have just been a little bit too high and a little sloppy here tonight. I think his defense has been turning it up here tonight. And now timeout called by Coach Boswell. Going to step aside for 60 seconds on our game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Onega leads Troy 30-21. Buffaloes with the ball out of the break. They break the press, and now Campbell in trouble. Gives it up to Haskin, top of the key. Pass to the far side wing, a lob inside. Maria Crone turns, fires, gets it off the glass. The first basket since the first quarter. She has eight. And it's now 32-21. Big time timeout from head coach Boswell. Here's three ball by Engelman, and she responds with a three off the dribble. That is her first make of the game from deep. And She now has 8. Excuse me, 7. And now on the other end, Marie's thrown another basket. Oh, beg your pardon. That was Fordham who made that shot. On the other end, Jasper shot off the runner. No good. Missing everything. Rebound for Campbell. Full pass up ahead. 2-1 in transition. And Crone is fouled going up. That's Eva Crone, the senior. She'll get 2 free throws. Team shooting just 44.1% from the free throw line on the season. So that foul will go against Campbell. That is her second, as the first free throw is good. Excuse me, Jaya Pierce. I have my 23s mixed up there. Second free throw on the way is good. 2 for 2 from the free throw line for Eva Crone. She has 4, and it's 36-24. Wittstein gave up her dribble, gives it up to a backdoor cutter. That was Anna Fleek. She gets it out. 3 balls. Good. Allie Franken, the sophomore, knocks down the 3. She has 9. Had 6 in the first quarter. Across half court, Askin puts on the floor from the near side wing. And a good job by Engelman. Excuse me, Haskin getting by Engelman, but she has to kick it out. Eva Crone, driving baseline. She's bumped. Blocking foul against the Trojans. Team foul number 4 already. That one's going to go against Fleek. That is her second. 2:05 left to go, third quarter, 36-26 in favor of Onega. Inbound to Maria Crone, pulls up, and good off the glass from 8 feet out. Crone again. He's the first 10-point scorer today. And 38-26. High post catch. Lob to middle. Shot up on the perimeter catch is Anna Fleek. She knocks down the 3. Fleek with her first basket. Now the 3's starting to fall for Troy. Maria Crone lob down low to Fordham. Gets past her defender. Can't get the shot to go. Second try for Fordham. That one is good. Fordham now with 11. Ace really picking up here in this one. Wettstein goes to her left. Driving. Tries a scoop shot. No good. Left short. Rebound Fordham. Outlet pass. Tips and almost thrown away. No, it was. It was saved by Engelman. No, they're going to say it was last touch. Who's it last touch by? Is it last touched by Troy, so it's out of bounds to Onega. So it's 40-29. Chance to expand their lead here. Maria Crone, near side wing catch, top of the key. Campbell, a nice backdoor cut by Eva Crone, and she foul going up. So Eva Crone gets more free throws with 2 for 2 on her last trip. That is team foul number 5 in the second half against the Trojans. That one goes to Franken. That is her second.
Franken, second. It is the fifth for the team foul.
First one is good. Harley Grable checking in. In for Jaya Pierce. Second free throw is good. She has 6 with 4 off free throws here in this third quarter. It's 42-29 with 1:02 left to go in this third. Here is Fleek, far side wing, gets to Wettstein. Now back to Fleek. She's going to try another 3, made the last one. That one way off the mark this time, off the backboard, no good. Rebound goes to Eva Crone. She'll bring it up herself. She goes to the corner, and she's in trouble, gets it out of there. Campbell gets run into, nothing called, and turned over. 3-on-1 fast break. Wettstein keeps it herself shut up. Is no good, and a blocking foul called as Crone, Eva Crone, tried to go up for the charge, didn't get the call. Team foul number 3 against the Buffaloes, and Eva Crone has picked up her third personal. Not ideal for the Buffaloes, as the first free throw is no good for the superstar freshman. And checking in is Emerson Weber for Troy, sophomore, and for the first time tonight. Second one on its way, and good. So that free throw gets Wettstein at 5 points. And 35 seconds left. Now Now a bumping foul is called as Maria Crone brings it up. Not a whole lot of contact there. We're going to call that against Carly Grable. That's going to be your second. And team foul number six, so already Buffaloes are going to be in the bonus the rest of the game. 31 seconds left now. Eva Crone left all alone. Now she'll be picked up by Engeman. Give back to Campbell. Set the player with 26 seconds left. High post catch is for Figgy. She'll get it out of there to Eva Crone. Near side wing. Now to Campbell. And now to Bates. Now back to Campbell with 16 seconds left. Look for the right side. For the wing. Gets to the cutter. Eva Crone off the catch. Three ball on the way. Rattles around. No good. Rebound Wettstein. 5 seconds left. Trying to bring it up the length of the court. Now 3 seconds. Gives it up. It's loose. And it's going to be a foul before the buzzer against, well, who's it on? It's going to be against Troy. But they're going to get some free throws here. It's Engeman as their second. So it'll be 1-1 free throws. And both teams will go to their bench and watch. It'll be Bridget Campbell coming to shoot. So if she misses one, then that's it. But if she makes it, then she gets one more. First one on the way, rattles out of there. That's the end of the third. It's 42-30. Let's step aside for a minute here on your Game of the Week, brought to you by Peru State College here on 92.1 KMZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
KMZA.
Onega leads Troy 42-30 after three quarters of action. Jared Sluffy back with you. What a quarter it was. A lot of scoring. 16 points from Troy and 16 for Onega. We're back underway as the Trojans get the ball first. Wettstein with it. It's the far side wing to Emerson Weber. Sophomore gives up into the corner. Far side to Valley Franken, a sophomore. Get it back. It drives. Pull up the jumper. It's blocked by Figgy. And it will stay with the Trojans. Troy started to play Onega's game a little bit, and the game evened out a little bit. Here's a kick into the corner to Carly Grable. She'll give it up to Emerson Weber. We'll hand it off to Engeman. Engeman almost, she did travel. I'm going to say, took a half second after before they called it, but they do get Engeman with the travel. So Onega will now have to face the Troy press. They want to get their first crack at a basket here in this fourth quarter. Bates to inbound. Coming off the screen to make the catch is Eva Crone. She's up on the far side, and free throw's coming for Crone. As she's bumped by Engeman, and she picks up her third. She got that foul with no time left on the clock. That's team foul number eight. Only three fouls called against Onega as well. So lopsided in terms of foul total so far. Front end of the 1-1 is no good. Ball tipped up in the air. Figgy trying to get it for Onega, but tracking it down for the Trojans is Carly Grable. Another chance for the Trojans to score early into this fourth quarter. To Engeman, far side wing, dribbles towards the middle, now lobbed to the near side, almost stolen away, but finds Wettstein, drives baseline, she has a lane, shot no good, offensive rebound, put back is good, and one for Carly Grable. The junior with the put back, her first basket of the game, it's now 42-32. There are four Grable girls on this Troy squad, Allison the freshman, Gracie the sophomore, Carly the junior, and Kaylee the senior. First one on the way, and no good on the and one rebound for the Buffaloes. So Nega gets it back. Eva Crone looking inside the post. Can't find it, so gets the Bates. Gets it right back. Crone lob inside, and Figgy underneath the basket lays it in. And shot off the dribble for Delaney Figgy, and the sophomore forward who got the start tonight has six. She has three fouls. This is kind of in and out of the game, but now pass to nobody. I'm not sure who that was to. He's deflected. No, it was not. So it'll be a turnover to the Buffaloes. Mentioned that the Buffaloes turned the ball over a lot, but they have also forced a lot of turnovers here tonight. And a whistle and a... What do we have here? A foul on a screen against Onega? Looks like it. So, yeah, it's an illegal screen against Maria Crone. That is her second, team foul number four. So a break for the Trojans as they get the ball off the turnover. Inbound will go to the far side for three for Engelman. No good. Long rebound by Wettstein, and now a foul is going to be called. Now it's going to be against Maria Crone again. It didn't look like much of a foul there. So I just stood there and watched the ball come to her. So that will be her fourth personal foul. So I had her total wrong before that last foul she committed. So she has four personal fouls. Team foul number six. Three ball on the way in the corner. No good for Wettstein. Offensive rebound. And getting pushed in the back was Emerson Weber. And free throws either way because that puts them into the single bonus. That one goes against Campbell. That is her second. So it'll be 1-1. No good off the left side. Rebound for Fordham as she's able to haul it in. Gives it out to Campbell. And we're back at her way. Cross-court pass. Crone catch far side. Driving baseline. Shot up too strong. And a rebound for Emerson Weber. Outlet pass. Now pushing all the way up ahead to Grable. And she'll lay it in from the far side. Her side block. Carly Grable again with the basket. She has four. It's now 44-34. And now Bates is pushed by Grable, so free throws coming up. Max Weber commits her first personal. Will be the 19th foul and front end for Bates. Is short. Rebound for Troy. So off the miss, trying to make this the game again. Basket and make it a three possession contest. Three ball on the way. Engelman straight away, and she got it. Aiden Engelman now with 10. And it's 44-37. Troy with the press. Eva Crone dribbles up the far side, cross half court, trying to take it all the way. And now she'll kick it out. Nice head fake by Campbell. She drives and kicks to Bates. Near side wing. And a whistle. And 3 seconds in the lane called. Not sure if it was Fordham or Figgy. It was one of those two. Either way, it's a turnover. Now a chance to make this a two-possession game. 44-37. 5:06 left to go in the game. Up pass, high post catch. Charlie Grable. Gives it up, back to the perimeter. Giving up her dribble, back to the high post. Ball movement now, a long two on the way, straight away. No good off the left side from Weber. Long rebound out of bounds, last touch by Onega. We'll get another opportunity here. It'll be Engelman to inbound. Wettstein gets the inbound, the freshman point guard dribbles towards the middle of the court. Gives it to Engelman. Down to the corner, near side. This is Allie Franken, and Franken's pass batted out of bounds, and we'll do it again. 4:41 now left to go in this fourth quarter. Troy making this a ball game once again. Off pass, Engelman has an open look. He's going to fire again. This one left a little bit short. Rebound for Frome. Campbell brings it up on the near side. His upper dribble now. High post catch for Fordham. And she'll fire with a 15-footer on the run. It's good. Tough shot for Emerson Fordham. She has 8, and it's 46-37. Here to the far side wing for Weber. He surveys. Now gives it to Engelman. She'll try. No, she won't try another one. Westheim catch. She's bumped and fouled by Figge. That's her fourth. And free throws are coming up for Westheim. So Fordham will have to carry the load on the inside for Onega. So 1-1, free throws coming up for Westheim. Front end on the way. That one too strong. Ball tipped up in the air. Loose. Picked up by Fordham. And Fordham trying to get free. Outlet pass is caught by Campbell. Almost thrown away by Engelman. And now a catch made by Haskins. Pass the far side wing. Lob inside to Fordham, deflected out of bounds, will stay with the Buffaloes. Onega kind of getting sped up a little bit by Troy's defense that stepped up their intensity here in this fourth quarter. Asking with a catch. With the pass to Eva Crone. Top of the key. Campbell retreats to the O. And midcourt. Entry pass is deflected and stolen away by Carly Grable. 2-1 fast break. Engelman and Weber. Bounce pass to Weber. Weber shot off the glass. It's good! Weber with her first basket of the game. And the sophomore makes it 46-39. With 3:20 left to play. Now whistle and a foul. It's a pushing foul against Weber. That's going to be your second. Now, two free throws on any foul the rest of the way for Onega. As Troy's in the double bonus. Getting their 10th personal foul. First one for Franken, no good off the left side of the rim, no good. Now a timeout is called by the Trojans. They'll take it with them. Full timeout, set aside for 60 seconds. Here on your game of the week, brought to you by Peru State College on 92.1 KMZA.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
46-39, Onega with the lead. They have one free throw coming up for Franken, the freshman guard for the Buffaloes. No good. Excuse me, that was Jaden Haskin. And a rebound to Troy. Engelman with the ball. Pass far side to Westheim. From the wing. They'll hand it off to Weber. Weber back to Westheim. Now just three minutes left to play. Weber looks on. Pass inside. This is complete. She'll kick it out. Drive and kick. Engelman. Out about the three. Instead pulls it down. Weber back to Westheim. Good defense by Onega. Rush on the run is good for Harper Westheim. Tough shot in traffic. She now has 7. And it's 46-41. And now a carry in the backcourt by the Buffaloes. 2:34 now left. Game starting to shift in momentum. Two possession game for the first time in a very long time. inbound. This is a high post for Carly Grable. She'll pick it out. Far side corner, pass fake. And he got to Weber. Bounce pass to Weckstein. Weckstein dribbles to the top of the key. Defended by Haskett. Weber to the near side corner for Engman for three, left short. Rebound for Fordham of Onega. And now an offensive foul to push against Fordham as she pushed Weckstein really hard. Blatant of a foul as you're going to get as Fordham commits her first personal, ninth team foul. And is it an offensive foul thing? So the referees are going to converge, are going to talk about here. Well, two of the officials converge at midcourt. The other one is underneath the basket getting ready for Weckstein to shoot free throws. So we'll see what they say here. And they're going to have it be under the basket because it's an offensive foul. That is the right call. So it'll be underneath the basket. And now an explanation wanted from head coach Derek Jasper of the Trojans. It looked to me that that was the correct call. They established possession, and as soon as they got the outlet pass, the shove from Fordham. Can Jasper possibly convince the officials to change the call here? We will see. 2:12 left to go in this one. 46-41 Onega leading Troy. Much needed win for both of these two teams who are middle bottom in the pack of the TVL. And it will stay a foul of the offensive variety. So here we go. Underneath the basket, Troy to inbound. Goes in the corner. Now to Weber. Cutting across. Weckstein. Catch high post. Drive. Shot up. Good! And it's a three-point game. And the freshman stepping up when they needed her most. 2 minutes left. 46-43. Lob up ahead. Deflected out of bounds. Good defense by Carly Grable. Hooking it free. It stays at the Buffaloes, though. And now a timeout called by Coach Boswell of the Buffaloes. Let's step aside for a break. Full 60 seconds here on your game of the week, 92.1 KMZA.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Might have a good finish here in Onega. 1:55 left to go in the game. 46 points for Onega, 43 for Troy. This was a 12-point game going into this fourth quarter. It was 42-30, but Troy has outscored the Buffaloes 13-4. The inbound for Haskin is thrown away, and Grable gets hit, but no foul is called, so Onega gets it back. Pass deflected. Campbell gets it. Troy fans are on my side hearing them outraged, as they should be. That should have been a foul against Onega. But either way, I guess they play on. Haskin, getting away from pressure, gives it to Campbell. Campbell's double-teamed. And now, whistle and timeout called by Coach Boswell. 30-second timeout. So we'll go ahead and take it with him. Here on your game of the week, 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
1:31 left to go in the game. Onega leads 46-43. They inbound. Gets to Maria, really Eva Prone, gives it to Haskin. Now to Maria Prone, near side corner. Hands it off to Eva Prone. They want her with the ball. Both teams are in the double bonus, and now almost a tie-up. It's loose now, diving on the floor. A scrum, and picked up by the Trojans. Pass up ahead. Into the other side, it's out of bounds. They'll go to Omega. Goodness me. That ball was all over the place. Diving was Engeman, and she is slow to get up as there's some chairs over there. Looks like she's okay, though. The senior mentioned she is going to be playing softball for the University of Central Arkansas starting next spring. It should be a lot of fun. All right, so the inbound will have to be the full length of the court. Now Campbell will be the inbounder. And they'll pass it. It's deflected, and it's almost thrown away. It's picked up by Maria Crone. Now foul is called as she gets in the face of Engeman. Now technical foul is going to be called by Maria Crone, and she got in her face. So personal foul against Engeman. And then Maria Crone, whoa, they're going to give a technical foul to Engeman. Wait, no, the officials are converging. It looks to me like there should have been a technical foul on Crone, because as soon as Engeman got the foul, Crone was all up in her face. That should be a technical foul against her. We'll see if they call that. 109 left to go in this one. Again, 46-43, Onega with a three-point lead over Troy. The personal foul they did get right, because Engeman wrapped her arms around Crone, which brought her to the ground. They called the foul on her, but then after that, Crone kind of almost looked like she was almost kicking her. She just kind of stepped up to her as she was still on the ground. A technical foul was called, but I think we're trying to figure out who that technical foul was on. The officials are still talking about it. That was just an ugly scene. Had some ugly basketball. The ball just kind of popping all over like it has butter on it. He's squirting free. So here we go. I'm getting an explanation for the coaches at least. Well, it looks like Maria Crone is shooting free throws with nobody on this side. First free throw was no good. And now maybe this is a double technical foul. We'll see. But if that's a technical on Engeman, that should be your fifth personal foul. And she would be done. We'll see. Second free throw. That one is no good. She goes 0-2. Now free throws are coming up for Wettstein. So I think I was right. It is a double technical foul.
That is the right call.
So Maria Crone is done. She fouls out with 10 points. First free throw is good for Wettstein. So I guess they're only giving one foul to Engeman because she committed the personal, and then there's a technical foul on top of that. That should be your fifth. As that free throw is off the right side and no good, so she goes 1-2. So I'm not quite sure why Engeman is still in the game. If that's a double, if that is a double technical foul, officials are doing their best. It's been a tough game to officiate. A lot going on. 109 left to go. It's 46-44. Troy is within two. They have the ball. Far side corner catch. Bounce pass to Weber. Weber gives it back into the corner. This is Franken. Back to Weber. Back to Franken. Go back and forth on the far side. Just going back and forth with it. Now a timeout called by Coach Jasper. Doesn't like what he sees. That's a good timeout use there by head coach Jasper with 51.3 seconds left. 30-second timeout, so trying to sort this out. So, again, that play was a foul on Engeman, and that would have been her fourth. And then a double technical was called on Engeman and Crone. So Crone picked up her fifth. So what I'm confused on is why Engeman didn't get her fifth personal foul, because if it's a personal and a technical, that's two fouls. She had three. That should be five. But they say that she is still allowed to play. She has four fouls with 51.3 seconds left. Both teams in a double bonus here. Again, 46-44. Troy can tie or take the lead with the basket. Inbound. We're back underway. One dribble by Weber. Going to give it to Wettstein to do from the top of the key. Gets the screen by Engeman. Dribbles through her right. Now dribbles back to midcourt with 40 seconds left. Now to Engeman. Bounce pass.
to Weber. Sophomore ends up pass deflected, but finds her target Wetstein, the freshman. Dribbles to the top of the key with 29 seconds left. Now a foul on the floor, called against the Buffaloes. It's a blocking foul against Jaden Haskin, the freshman. That is going to be her second. And two free throws coming up for Harper Wetstein. Chance to tie this game up. First one on the way. Short. No good. She missed it. Wetstein, the team's leader in scoring, averaging 16 a game, has 10 tonight. Misses the front end of a huge two-point try. Second one on the way. That one is good. It's a one-point game. 46-45. Onega gets the ball back with 26 seconds left. And the ball almost thrown away, but Campbell's able to get it back. Campbell gets it up ahead to Haskin. Haskin almost double dribbled, but she didn't have possession originally. And a whistle and a timeout called by Onega. Troy wanted the double dribble, but it looked to me like she didn't have possession of the ball, which is why that was not a double dribble. So clock stops with 19.8 seconds left. It'll be another 30-second timeout. So we'll go ahead once again, keep it here. So a wild officiating night, and it's together doing the best they can. It's just been so much stuff that's happened here tonight. The officials are doing a great job for the most part. Of course, missing a call occasionally, which is to be expected. This is basketball. These are humans officiating. So expect that until we have robots officiating basketball, which I don't see happening for a long time. I don't even know how that would work. Robo umpires are starting to be a thing in baseball, though. We'll see how long that takes for it to get to Kansas High School baseball, though. Might be a few years. As Onega gets the ball up by one with 19.8 seconds left. It'll be Haskin to inbound the ball. Bates and Campbell are standing at midcourt, trying to make the catch. Instead, it'll be Eva Krohn, and she pushed. It'll be a foul against Harley Gradle. Came from behind, trying to make a play on the defensive side, and she picks up her third personal foul. She could just coming up to extend the lead to 3 points if she makes both. And she has done a good job making her free throws here tonight, makes four in four tries in the third quarter. First one on the way. Good. She's got 7 points. Clock stops with 18.8 seconds left. Second try. That one is good. 48-45, Onega. Chance to tie, though, for Troy. If they get a three-point basket. Wetstein dribbles, gives it up. Weber is blocked. Campbell with the block, and she's fouled. Bridget Campbell, the sophomore guard, gets the rejection, the rebound, and she'll go to the free throw line. Chance to put this game away with 9.2 seconds left. If she can make down a free throw, make it a two-possession game. And timeout we called by Troy. Full timeout was set aside for 60 seconds on your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Campbell just made the first free throw out of the breaks, and that's now 49-45, 9.2 seconds left. Second one on the way. Clutch free throws by the sophomore point guard, and the clock starting late. Wetstein lost the ball, gives up ahead, and it is kicked and stolen away. Kicked again. And clock will stop with 2.1 seconds left. So since Onega never was able to get possession. Troy gets it back, but with 2.1 seconds left, 5-point game, this is going to be the ball game here on the inbound, and that is going to be the game. 50-45, the final score. Onega holds on. Trojans came soaring back, but the Buffaloes hang on for the victory. An exciting one here in the girls' game. We'll take a break. We'll have our post-game coverage coming up next here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS Insurance office to see how we can help.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Onega defeats Troy by a final score of 50-45. It came down to the wire with an exciting finish. Let's take a look at our final totals from the game. First for Troy, leading the way in scoring with 11 points was Harper Weststein. She had 9 of the 11 points in the second half. 10 points as well for Peyton Ingeman. 9 points for Allie Franken. She had 6 in the first quarter. 4 points apiece for Keely Jasper and Carly Grable. Also 3 points apiece for Anna Fleek and Jaya Pierce. And 2 points for Mackenzie Christensen. And as for the Buffaloes, leading the way in scoring with 11 points was Emerson Fordham. She had 7 points in the third quarter and 4 in the second. Also 10 points for Maria Krohn as she fouled out after the technical foul. Also 8 points apiece for Eva Krohn and Delaney Figge. And 4 points apiece for Brianna Bates and Bridget Campbell. All right, so now it's time to crown our player of the game. This is a tough one. As for Onega, there was a lot of key contributors tonight. They had 6 different scorers, with 5 of them getting more than, 3 of them getting more than 8 points. I'm going to go ahead and give it to, uh, I'll give it, both to Maria Crone and Emerson Fordham. Why not? Emerson Fordham, the big reason why Onega had such a big third quarter, they had 16 points in that period. And as for Maria Crone, she was also big as well down the stretch, even though Delaney Figge was actually the only Onega Buffalo to make a field goal in the fourth quarter, as they were only able to get up 8 points in that final frame. They hold on for the win with Eva Crone and Bridget Campbell making some free throws. And Eva Crone, I tell you what, calling her the player of the game wouldn't be much of a stretch either, but I'm going to go ahead and stick with Maria Crone and Emerson Fordham for what Fordham did off the bench with Delaney Figge in foul trouble. Let's go ahead and go with those two. So those are your players of the game, brought to you by Farmer State Bank. So once again, final score 50-45 in the girls' game. Buffaloes defeat the Trojans, and we'll have the boys' game coming up in a bit. Let's go and step aside back to the studio. Back in a few minutes here on our Game of the Week, 92.1 KMZA.